For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Also, this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can ask questions. You can get expert advice. They do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on why vitamins can power your life. He'll be discussing that with Dr. Joel Kahn. Now, today's guest is Stephen Nadell, MS-CNS. He is a functional medicine consultant with Thorne Research, and he is an expert on cancer-supportive care nutrition. So we have several topics we want to cover today. An update on cancer risk and antioxidants, the benefits of NiaCell, and Thorne's Cancer Supportive Care Wellness Program. Now, Stephen is well known to me. He's a colleague, and it's a pleasure to be able to have him on the show today. He's been in the field of nutrition for 22 years. And as a certified nutrition specialist, he helps doctors, nutritionists, and licensed practitioners use nutrition as a first line to improve patients' health outcomes. He also supports the implementation of OncoQol into oncology practices. And OncoQol are targeted nutraceuticals to reduce side effects and improve the quality of life for patients with cancer undergoing chemotherapy and radiation, and he does this in oncology practices. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, we've got a lot to cover. Do you want to start out with a little bit more about your background, and then let's tackle some of the controversies?
Sure. You know, as you alluded to, I've been in the field a long time, and I work predominantly with licensed practitioners. But the opportunity to work with, a compounding pharmacy and a health food pharmacy like Village Green is a great opportunity, because I really feel that a lot of our health initiatives are grassroots and are driven by patients, and especially when we talk about cancer, that, you know, working with physicians, who I respect highly, can be very slow to adopt new models and new ways of looking at health. And when we do direct-to-consumer education and a resource, you know, the effect can be so much more profound. And so I really like the opportunity of being able to speak to listeners who can then go to their, you know, practitioner and say, I heard about this nutrient or this study, and I would like to investigate, you know, taking this formula to see if it can improve my health.
Well, I think what impresses me is that right now there seems to be a shifting, a paradigm shift. It's not as quick as I think I would like or you would like, but with the recognition among oncologists of the importance that nutrition has in oncology practices, not just we talk broadly about nutrition, but with regard to oncology practices. And it was my understanding for years that there wasn't an interest because it was felt like nutrition was just about calories and the patient could gain weight later.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that idea, the antiquated idea as it is no longer valid.
Yeah. It's still, you know, there's still resistance. And, you know, because it's not part of the curriculum in medical school, you know, physicians still have a hard time adopting these new ideas that we know and have seen in practice to have efficacy, you know, or been proven to have benefit. And so it's still an up, you know, I am in the trenches, and even a practice, conventional, now I'm speaking of a conventional practice, not integrative, and still have a real delay from the inception of the idea to actually implementing the idea in their practice and adopting it as a model, like chemotherapy is a model.
Yes, yeah, it certainly has been a dilemma, and I think your addition to this field is significant. So let's dive into some of the myths, some of the controversies.
Okay, so there has been a recent study that's been published, and I mean recent as in like October 8th, and it came out of Switzerland, and it is, you know, so the title of the study is that antioxidants can increase melanoma in mice. So, you know, the challenge with studies is that the media takes a sound bite and spits it out to the public, and people hear antioxidants increase, you know, skin cancer in mice, and they hear, uh-oh, antioxidants are going to increase my risk or melanoma. So I need to, you know, and then a doctor or practitioner who's not well-versed or even a person hearing this either, you know, in a newspaper or on television or radio will just draw the conclusion that they're not safe. So I would like to go through a study to tell where the weakness is in the design of the study and why the outcome really is not safe to transfer to humans at this point.
Good.
So number one, it's a mouse study, and we know that they're, you know, the reason why they use mice is that their life expectancy is, you know, maybe 2 years versus 90 in a human. So you can look at, you know, a much shorter period to see the effects of whatever it is that you're trying to test. These mice were genetically altered, meaning they were immunodeficient. So they're almost, let's say, like an HIV type of an immune system, so that the melanoma that was a human melanoma that is now transplanted to a genetically altered mice is done so that the melanoma will quickly turn to a tumor, right? You don't want it to take years and years for this to happen. So it happens very rapidly because there's no immune system to fight it off. So in a general population of humans, you can't extrapolate that this is a normal model, right? This is a very manipulated model. And they then use NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, which is part of the building block to glutathione. So they use NAC, which is both water-soluble, fat-soluble, so it's a little unique of a antioxidant, but they use one single antioxidant. We know that in human nutrition, that is not how antioxidants work, right? They work in concert with other antioxidants.
They're a team.
And it's actually like a team, like an orchestra, right? You hear the subtleties of all the strings and the horns. You know, it's all together they work. And that's why you don't just take one B vitamin and think, oh, I'm taking B vitamins. Or you don't take just vitamin A. There's other fat-soluble vitamins. There are 22 amino acids. There's a whole orchestra of nutrients that the body requires. So by, you know, it's a very drug model to look at one antioxidant, have an outcome, draw a conclusion, and then render an opinion that, you know, antioxidants are going to increase cancer. when there's more to the study, you know, than just meets the eye of the conclusion that was rendered.
So we might say that antioxidants, the inappropriate use of a singular antioxidant in an already immunocompromised mouse model is what drove this negative finding, but it is not really what happens in the real world in humans. And I like your orchestra ideal. That's a great metaphor. I use the football team, and I say, you know, evaluating a quarterback alone against the other team would lead anyone to say quarterbacks are useless. There's no sense employing them. And it sounds, it almost sounds ridiculous, too simplistic, but that's what's wrong with a lot of nutrition research. And you pointed it out about NAC. The fingers on your hand singularly are not that effective, but together they're amazing.
Yeah.
And so I do not understand why this concept, this basic nutrition concept, isn't well understood in nutrition research.
Yes. You know, Dana, you bring up a good point. A lot of times when I talk to a physician and they have an objection or a fear about a nutrition supplement or a vitamin and don't believe it, I tell them it doesn't really depend on your belief, right? I mean, this is biochemistry. So
good.
It's really structure and function. Right, we're not allowed to make claims about what it does, but you can look at the structure and function of a nutrient and talk about what the benefit would be. With, you know, claims are really about a disease model, which I don't think we, either one of us, work under.
Right, right. Well, I think we're going to talk much more about this in the next segment. And I like to use the term that nutrition and biochemistry, this is the math of the body, the science of the body. And I think it's really hardwired as far as understanding it. And we'll talk more about it. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we're having an interesting conversation with Stephen Nadell, a functional medicine consultant with Thorin Research. And we just were talking about a controversial article on melanoma and antioxidants. So stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And just a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning. Don't forget it. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on why vitamins can power your life with Dr. Joel Kahn. Today's guest is Stephen Nadell. He's a functional medicine consultant with Thorne Research and an expert on cancer supportive care nutrition. So we've been talking about some controversies and one particular controversy on a melanoma study. Steve, would you just summarize what we talked about and then we'll keep going?
Okay, great. So the study was recently published and it was a mouse study. So the mice were genetically altered to have a immunodeficient immune system so that when a human melanoma cancer cell was transplanted to the mouse, the immune system would not fight it, and the melanoma would then become a tumor quickly. So we know that that's not transferable to a human study because humans, you know, are not altered that way or engineered that way. But we do know that cancer takes, you know, 20, 30 years to develop. And we can get into more of, you know, the sidebar on why that happens or how it happens, maybe in the next segment. But the outcome of the study was that they administered NAC, which is a nutritional supplement, N-acetylcysteine, which is part of the building block to glutathione. Why that's important is that if you had a healthy immune system, glutathione would be a powerful antioxidant that would be a free radical scavenger. So it's one of the most powerful antioxidants in the body. And so they didn't have that ability to fight off free radicals. And so the outcome or the hypothesis of the study was that by reducing oxidative stress, that which is a natural process, their belief is that antioxidants reduce oxidative stress and therefore interfere with cancer cells' programmed cell death. And, you know, anytime we use a single nutrient, that is not how the body works, right? We eat food that has many, many, many nutrients, an orchestra of nutrients, or as Dana likes to say, a team. And if the Redskins were doing better, I might adopt a team mentality. But having said that, so the outcome, in my opinion, is a flawed study, as many are, because it's really, again, like a drug model where you, a single agent with a single outcome.
And that's not, and you mentioned it, it's not how nutritional biochemistry works.
Right.
Our enzymes require one or more nutrients to function, and when we're missing one and we overload with another, we create a tremendous imbalance. And the medical model just doesn't apply here.
Right. I mean, it's overwhelming, but if you looked at any metabolic pathway chart, right, the whole chart of metabolism or the folate cycle or the tricyclic cycle, I mean, any of these cycles, you look at how many vitamins are cofactors and are involved in these processes, you would see how one nutrient would throw everything off if that's all you're controlling for. So I think that, you know, once again, unfortunately, an integrative practitioner would look at this study and say, again, they have missed the mark. But conventional oftentimes looks at these things and says, yeah, you see, that's why we can't recommend them.
Right.
So it's an educated consumer, what somebody once said.
I like that. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the cancer supportive care wellness program that Thorne has.
Okay. So in your introduction, you mentioned Onquaqual. So just so the listening audience can understand, we originally, 2 years ago, came out with a branded line called Onquaqual. And it had different names for each product. There were about 13 products in there. And we have decided over that time, recently, that we were going to rebrand that as Thorne Cancer Supportive Care. And because the Onquaqual really was more targeted to conventional, and most of what we do is really both, and Onquaqual was taking away from the Thorne brand, which is highly recognizable. So, you know, what we have seen, and I think what you alluded to in the beginning of your introduction, was that, you know, cancer, we know that, in my belief, that a lot of disease starts from nutritional insufficiencies or genetic defects.
And those genetic defects usually involve nutritional defects. In other words, the patient may need more of a certain nutrient or avoiding a certain aspect of a given vitamin.
Exactly. So, one of my mentors, Jeffrey Bland, once said that when you have a genetic defect, and I think maybe a lot of people would be aware of the MTHFR defect for folic acid. So there are two defects in that gene. And you can either drive the gene, meaning that you take a higher dose of folic acid to push through the genetic defect, or you take the active form, and that would jump the defect, right? Because if you get to the bioavailable form of a nutrient where the gene has a defect, then you bypass having to have it metabolized. So there's two ways of doing it, right? But if you don't do anything and you have a genetic defect, it's like a river and you don't have a little bridge to get to the other side, and you're just on this side, well, eventually you're not going to be able to get food or water, and you're going to be isolated by yourself. So the bridge is the genetic defect solution of having an active form of a nutrient.
That, you know, this is, I think, one of the most important findings. The genome research has been amazing, and obviously we haven't identified everything, and we don't even know what a lot of the genes do. But the MTHFR has pretty broad influence, and one of those influences is certainly cancer susceptibility.
Yes. Well, so back to the Thorne Cancer Supportive Care. So what we look at is twofold. There are nutritional insufficiencies that over time lead to disease, right? Cancer is just one of them. But if you look at cancer, we're still looking at a patient with individual biochemical needs, which is why we look at every patient individually and not like a cookbook for, you know, any name of a condition. And, you know, we know that treatment can yield side effects. We know that the disease itself, cancer, can lead to side effects. So normally in conventional oncology, its primary focus has been, you know, getting better and better ways to kill a tumor. But this often comes with toxic, you know, results to the host, right, the patient. And then it's a battle between who's going to, you know, succumb first, the cancer or the patient? And that's a fine line. Where in integrative oncology, which is where we lie, we look at the interplay between the tumor and the environment that gave rise to the cancer in the first place. So So if you were to do, you know, if you were to do conventional treatment with supportive care, meaning nutrition and diet and lifestyle, then you are altering the terrain or the environment where the tumor lies so that it doesn't come back. To me, that is what's logical, and that is the chasm that I'm trying to close between conventional and integrative oncology.
Well said. Very well stated. By the way, I like the Thorne Research Cancer Supportive Care. I think it's a booklet. It is very thorough. Can you talk a little bit about what's in there?
Number one, any, the listeners that, you know, it's available via email. So if somebody, wanted a copy of it, I'm happy to send it to them. I can give my email address.
Please do.
Okay, so my email address is snadell, N-A-D-E-L-L, at Thorne, thorne.com. So this is a patient guide that I co-wrote with one of our naturopaths at Thorne, and it has, you know, an overview. It's really a primer for patients who need a little guide to help them get started, because we know that making drastic changes in life can be overwhelming, and the overwhelm factor can lead to paralysis, and then we don't do anything. Then we feel bad and have shame and guilt about not doing anything, and that increases stress hormones, and that, you know, makes inflammation, rage, you know, and so it's a vicious cycle. So the guide is intended to help patients navigate easily some of the co-founding connections in cancer, which are inflammation, which is really probably, chronic uncontrolled inflammation is at the root of most disease. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, you know, cognitive decline, all these things are rooted in inflammation. And if you examine most of our lifestyles in this country, it's pro-inflammatory. And so the guide has, you know, foods to eat to dampen inflammation, and the master switch of inflammation is NF-kappa B. So there are, you know, seeds and nuts that can naturally be anti-inflammatory, right? And then there are foods that we can choose to eat that are pro-inflammatory. And there are recipes, there are little short science minutes that give recent studies and maybe a benefit to a nutrient. You know, we know that one of the most researched herbs for reducing inflammation is curcumin. And Thorne's Mareva, and specifically Mareva 500, is one of the most researched curcumins available and very bioavailable. So this would be part of a program that would help to reduce inflammation. And the guide is, you know, it goes over some key supplements that are in total, right? So it wouldn't be that everybody adopt all of these, but it gives a list of things that are important or beneficial for a cancer patient, and then it gives the recipes and menus and, you know, a beginning step.
You know, this is an important document. I think it's so thorough, Steve, because it covers so much. So if you're interested, it's snadell, S-N-A-D-E-L-L, at thorne.com, and Steve will send you this document. It's more than 50 pages. It's very helpful. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, today's guest is Stephen Adell. He's a functional medicine consultant with Thorne Research and an expert on cancer supportive care nutrition. We've been talking about this subject. We have another subject we wanted to cover, the benefits of NiaCell. And this may be new to many of our listeners, Stephen. So let's talk about NiaCell.
Okay. NiaCell is the precursor to NAD. And NAD is a form of a B vitamin. It's a as you alluded to earlier or mentioned earlier, it's a coenzyme. And why NAD is important is that all health begins with optimal cell function. You can look in the mirror and you can see yourself as a human being and, you know, you look great when you're 20. And at 50, you start looking like, well, I'm getting my hair's receding, I put on weight, I look older than 50, I look older than my years, or I look, wow, much younger than my years. And this is all cell function, right? The individual cell, of which we have trillions, all have mitochondria in them, hundreds of mitochondria, right? When we were single-cell organisms, some engineer decided that these two were going to morph, and the mitochondria give us our energy, cellular energy, to survive, to live, to function. So all health really begins with cellular function. NAD is required at critical steps in the mitochondria, specifically the Krebs cycle, for energy production. So we know that as we age, NAD is decreased. We know that as we take certain drugs like antibiotics or radiation or chemotherapy or, you know, there are other drugs that can affect mitochondria, right? You can have Lyme's disease and that will affect mitochondria. So mitochondria are very susceptible. We know that about 10% of our weight is mitochondria.
And wow, that's hefty.
Yes, hefty. But you wouldn't say that to your mother, because that's where you get your mitochondrial oomph.
Yes.
Is from your maternal side. So your chi, your energy, is from your mother's side. And so this is a really important step. It's like building a house, and the foundation is critical. You know, if the foundation isn't strong, anything you put on top of it will not stand well or function properly. So the NAD, Thorne is the only professional supplement company to have this nutrient, and it is amazing for providing the coenzymes for energy production. So when people take things like, when you think of mitochondrial support, and you have lipoic acid or CoQ10, resveratrol, carnitine, all of these nutrients depend on NAD for activation. So if your NAD is low and you take resveratrol thinking that you're going to activate the sirtuin-1 genes, right, the genes that are anti-aging, so those sirtuin genes are involved in anti-cancer, healthy cardiovascular health, metabolic function. You know, all of this healthy aging is activated in part by NAD being present. So it's really providing the route to energy production.
Well,
and there's some, and I'll give you a little insight that we are working with. There's a group at the University of Washington in the state of Washington, working with heart failure patients with undergoing standard of care, meaning just conventional therapies, and using this NAD, this NiaCell. So, you know, researchers are seeing the value of this compound to improve health. And there's also a study with concussions within the NFL using this, because it has cognitive and brain protection function. So they're using it in a study with concussions.
That's interesting, and that's such a hot topic right now. It's really new in the medical model that the brain can benefit from nutrients, not only in the beginning in development, but also and for as long as we live, the brain has plasticity.
Yes, you know, and to realize that unlike drugs, that these things take time. You have to keep them in your blood, you know, at levels in your blood, and you have to take them over a period of time. You know, there it makes subtle changes to cellular function or metabolic function, so that, you know, it becomes part of a lifestyle, and it's not like a course of antibiotics you take for 7 to 10 days and then you're done. You know, the benefits were accomplished, and the, you know, the ill effects from antibiotics are also accomplished, that people oftentimes ignore. And, you know, so supplements are really a way of life to improve function in different systems in the body, and then overall for the body.
Well, and a lot of people still are, you know, go back to the old argument, but we live, at least in the past 200 years, in an environment that's completely changed when you look at human history, and mandates much more protection, and this is part of our protection. The nutrients provide protection against toxins, toxic exposures, so very important. Talk a little bit more about some of the specific products for those going through cancer therapies.
Okay. So because we talked about NiaCell, there is a good study showing that this NiaCell or the NAD can protect DNA from being damaged due to radiation. So that would be an important one, right? Again, at a cellular level, protecting, you know, cells from damage to DNA, which is where cancer, you know, starts morphing itself. So that would be one. A couple of the key nutrients in the Thorne Cancer Supportive Care is, the first one I would say is vitamin D. I recommend every patient get tested for 25-hydroxy-D3, simple blood test, and your numbers should really be between 60 and 80 nanograms per milliliter. That's optimal. Forget the reference range in the lab, because the reference range in the lab is going to be misleading. And that has been shown to be, you know, a range that is optimal, and we know that vitamin D as a prohormone is involved in hundreds of genes in the immune system. And, you know, my wife is a nutritionist who sees cancer patients with medical nutrition therapy, and I don't know if she's ever seen a patient with anywhere near an optimal level of vitamin D at time of diagnosis.
Oh, I would concur.
Yeah, and we know that there are studies that show that women with breast cancer at time of diagnosis, if their levels are suboptimal, their prognosis is suboptimal. So they're going to have a worse prognosis than a patient that comes in, and they would have to be taking supplements of vitamin D to be optimal. But if their levels were optimal, they would have a better prognosis. So vitamin D would be the first. And the vitamin D that Thorne has is preservative-free, which is important because we want to reduce the, you know, additives that we take in our body. So it's a pure, clean vitamin D. The other is the curcumin, right? The Mareva, lowering inflammation, chronic uncontrolled inflammation. And people who have heart disease don't feel inflamed, right? So it's silent. We're not talking about necessarily the inflammation that's, oh, my shoulder hurts or my back hurts. Although curcumin can help with that, we're talking about inflammation at a metabolic level that is just uncontrolled every day, and it's doing damage, you know, as you sleep. The second nutrient that would be critically important would be a probiotic. And the probiotic that we have, you know, there's a lot of competition for probiotics and a lot of different designs for probiotics. But what we have found is the probiotic that we have selected has 30 years of research. It's called Floramend Prime. And 30 years of research on the viability of the three strains in the capsule living together. So cohabiting is an important function for anything, right? Partners or probiotics have to live together in harmony, because you could have 100 billion, and if they're all killing each other, then when it gets to your stomach, they could all be gone. So it's 30 years of research, and they're viable, they're acid resistant and dairy free and refrigerated free. So they're very stable and very efficient and very effective. The other would be L-glutamine powder, and there are good studies that show that L-glutamine, taken orally, so you mix it in a drink, and you sip it, you swish it, you gargle it, and you swallow it, is the primary fuel for the enterocytes in the GI tract, so the cells that line the GI tract that with treatment would be susceptible, because these cells are fast turning over, that they would be affected the fastest by chemotherapy or radiation. So they would die off faster, and then you would get oral mouth sores called mucositis. So by using glutamine, you can actually, studies show, reduce mucositis, reduce the incidence of peripheral neuropathy. So we know that glutamine helps to initiate growth factors, nerve growth factors, and it can help to prevent or reduce diarrhea.
Excellent. What about the ginger for those who are experiencing nausea?
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That's called gingiquol with a Z, Z-I-N-G-I-Q-O-L. And those are little pearls of ginger extract. Very, very potent. I mean, if you get a bottle, there's 100 gel caps in a bottle, They are tiny little pearls, and if you bite one, the ginger is so strong that it would take your voice away for like 30 seconds. I mean, we did a taste test at a medical conference, and, you know, just to show people how strong the ginger was. But it's really for, you know, it's not just for cancer, because cancer treatment often induces nausea, vomiting, but so does pregnancy. So, you know, you can use it in pregnancy. It's safe, and it's easy to swallow, because normally if you're feeling nauseous, you don't really want to swallow anything. But these are tiny little pearls, and it's very effective for that. And ginger is a really good antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. So it's a really good, you know, the key to all this is diversity, right? When you're eating or taking supplements, is that you don't take the same thing, or eat the same thing every day. Is studies show that, especially in cancer, the more diverse your diet is, meaning the more colorful, the more different you have as a variety of foods, the better your health is, the better your outcomes are from treatment.
Well, very good. We're going to continue this conversation. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Stephen Nadell.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on why vitamins can power your life. Now, today's guest has been Stephen Nadell, functional medicine consultant with Thorne Research and an expert on cancer supportive care nutrition. We've talked about updates on cancer risk and talked about some studies and some of the faults. And the benefits of Niacel, which supports our furnace, the mitochondria that are in our cells. And we've been talking about Thorne's Cancer Supportive Care Wellness Program. There's a wonderful brochure. It's 50-some pages, so I recommend that anybody going through cancer care absolutely get this. Let me tell you Steve's email, snadell at thorne.com. So we're going to talk a little bit more about some of Thorne's products, their everyday use, and those specific for oncology. And Steve, if you would run down the ones that you gave us before in the previous segment, so those that have tuned in can catch up.
Okay, excellent. So this will be kind of quick. They're going to be just bullet points, name of the product, and what the benefit is. So in alphabetical order, Amino Complex is a patented blend of branched-chain amino acids with essential amino acids, and it helps to promote lean muscle. So we know that, you know, you look at an 18-year-old and you look at a 70-year-old, and what's the difference between, you know, the aging process is that they lose lean muscle, right? Collagen and muscle mass. So it's not about gaining weight and putting on a ton of weight. It's about just having more lean muscle. We know that outcomes in cancer are proportionate to lean muscle versus high fat. So that's number one. Number two would be berberine 500. Berberine is an herb that has, you know, originally it was thought that it was really good for removing parasites and helping the bacteria in the gut, removing pathogenic bacteria in the gut. But we also know that it has anti-cancer properties, and it helps to improve the profile for a metabolic syndrome type patient, right? So that is elevated lipids, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and blood sugar, right?
Yes.
So the next one would be Crucera. Crucera, like the name implies, is from cruciferous vegetables, specifically broccoli seed. This is researched and discovered at the School of Medicine at Johns Hopkins. This is a powerful indirect antioxidant. And why it's indirect is that it orchestrates the liver enzymes, specifically in phase two, which is, you know, partly methylation would be there, glucuronidation, sulfation. These enzyme pathways are involved in taking carcinogenic, cancer-causing compounds, or really any kind of compound, right? Even our neurotransmitters, our hormones like estrogen, have to be broken down and excreted. They don't just excrete on their own. They have to be in specific forms, which is why nutrition is important, to support organ function like liver or kidneys so that they work optimally. So Crucera has many, many studies on being a chemo-preventive nutrient, meaning that it protects cells from DNA damage. It stays elevated in the blood far longer than something like vitamin C or vitamin E would do. So instead of hours, it can stay in the blood for days. The next one would be the Mareva, which I mentioned before. So to support healthy inflammatory response and to dampen that master switch to inflammation, which is NF-kappa-B. Niacel, we went over, so that would really be for mitochondrial energy. So if you were feeling fatigue, if you are having cognitive issues that you are becoming aware of, that if you are an athlete and you want to recover better and have a better recovery from exercise, then Niacel would be really appropriate there. The next one is Q-Best. Q-Best is our CoQ10, and it is a CoQ10 that has three lipids, three fats in there to keep it stable, to improve absorption, and to keep it from going back to being a crystal, which is what CoQ10 starts at. So CoQ10 you want it to remain as a liquid so that it can be better absorbed. And we know that it's really important if you're on a statin drug to take a CoQ10, because statins interfere, the enzyme is blocked that would help the production of CoQ10, and you need CoQ10 for good cardiac muscle function and good mitochondrial function. Then we have quercetin, phytosome, and a boswellia. Boswellia, like curcumin, is a natural anti-inflammatory. So these are different types of anti-inflammatories that can improve overall health.
Did want to ask about the radoqual, the radiation, I assume?
Yeah, the name was thought of because the original studies that we searched showed that boswellia in a study had a benefit for patients that undergoing radiation for a brain tumor. You often, they give you a steroid for that reason, but they, your brain gets edemic, right? So you get a water in your brain, it swells, and that can cause a severe headache. So the radoqual was shown to have a benefit for helping reduce that edema.
Well,
so it's also good for concussion as well as Niacel in that study that they're doing for Niacel.
Oh, really? So that's because I do a lot of work with patients who have had concussions. So
yeah.
That's good to know. What about some of the multiples? Because it seems to me what you've done is tried to make them unique for those who do or don't need certain nutrients included in a multiple.
So we have a suite of multivitamins, and they are, you know, are like they're all called basic nutrients. So we have basic nutrient 3, which is without copper and iron. So that would be for a cancer patient predominantly, right? Because we know that copper, cancer cells use copper, use iron to grow, to metastasize. So we want to prevent that, or at least prevent feeding the nutrients that they might use. Then we have basic nutrients 4 and 5, which are really highly bioavailable multis with activated B vitamins, meaning that they're in the form that the cell will take. They have minerals and vitamins mixed. And we also have a basic nutrients 2 a day, which is the lowest dose that we have, or at least the lowest dosing in numbers of capsules. Usually the capsules are, you know, 3 BID, 3 twice a day.
Well, Steve, thank you for this rundown. I think we have to have you back. There's a lot more to talk about. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.